This is the Detroit Evening Report for Wednesday, June 1st, 2022. I'm Tia Graham from WDET News. The Michigan Supreme Court has declared Juneteenth a statewide court holiday. The majority of justices voted in favor of the measure, but two Republican justices opposed creating the holiday, saying taxpayers will be shortchanged. Juneteenth commemorates June 19, 1865, when Union soldiers brought the news of freedom to enslaved black people in Galveston, Texas, months after Confederate soldiers surrendered, ending the Civil War. The event took place more than 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation freed enslaved black people in southern states. Juneteenth will be the 13th paid holiday when Michigan courts are closed. This year, it will be observed on Monday, June 20th. About 25 evicted tenants and supporters from Detroit Eviction Defense demanded action on affordable housing yesterday in front of City Hall. The Detroit News reports more than 275 Detroit households have used federal aid given to the city of Detroit through the Federal American Rescue Plan. The money is paying for hotel rooms for evicted families, according to officials from the city of Detroit. To date, 88 families are living in hotels. Tenants working with Detroit Eviction Defense got extensions on their hotel stays through June 30th. However, most hotel tenants do not have plans for housing after that date and continue to demand the city provide them with assistance and resources. This year marks the 50th anniversary of Pride celebrations in Detroit. The Department of Civil Rights, Inclusion, and Opportunity, along with city leaders, kicked off Pride Month today with a Pride flag raising and news conference. Pride Month commemorates the struggles and celebrates the progress of the LGBTQ+ community. Deputy Mayor Todd Bettison attended the festivities and praised the work Mayor Duggan has done supporting Detroit's LGBTQ+ community.
Detroit is a welcoming city, and since 2014, guess what? In that category, as far as LGBTQ+, we have scored 100. So that's not just with the city of Detroit, but that's with all of us working together.
This year is also the beginning of the LGBTQ+ and Friends Employee Resource Group. Through the city of Detroit, the group will provide employees with an outlet to voice ideas and organize educational opportunities. The Pride flag will wave in Detroit's Spirit Plaza throughout the month as a symbol of how Detroit and Southeast Michigan is a welcoming place for LGBTQ+ individuals to live, work, and raise families. This year's Detroit Music Weekend will honor legends in blues with a tribute to the late John Lee Hooker. The tribute will include a Women of the Blues showcase with his daughter, Zakiya Hooker, and others. The free event will feature performances by Thornetta Davis, Eliza Neals, and Tasha Owens. Inside the music hall at Aretha's Jazz Cafe, there will also be a blues jam with Jimmy D. Scott. Detroit Music Weekend takes place on Saturday, July 2nd at the Amphitheater outside Music Hall Center for the Performing Arts. Interested artists can still apply at DetroitMusicWeekend.org until June 17th. Thanks for joining us for the Detroit Evening Report. We'd love to hear from you. Drop us a line at DetroitEveningReport@WDET.org. I'm Tia Graham, WDET News.